The Whale's Story by Louisa M. Alcott.
"I see you reading often," said the whalebone to Freddy. "I dare say that you know a good deal about us."
"No, I have not read about you yet, and I know only that you are the biggest fish there is," answered Freddy. The whalebone creaked and shook as if it were laughing.
"You are wrong there," it said. "We are not fishes at all, though many stupid persons have called us so for a long time. We cannot live without air. We have warm red blood. We do not lay eggs, so we are not fishes. But we really are the biggest creatures in the sea and out of it. Why, some of us are nearly 100 feet long. Our tails alone are 15 or 20 feet wide. The biggest of us weigh 500,000 pounds and have the fat, bone, and muscle of 1,000 cattle. The lower jaw of one of my family made an arch long enough for a man on horseback to ride under easily. My cousins of the sperm family usually yield 80 barrels of oil."
"What monsters you are!" cried Freddy, taking a long breath.
"I was a right whale from Greenland," went on the bone. "The sperms live in warm places, but to us the torrid zone is like a sea of fire, and we do not pass it. Our cousins do. They go to the East Indies by way of the North Pole."
"I should like to hear what you eat and how you live," said Freddy.
"Well, we do not have any teeth, our branch of the family. We live on creatures so small that you could see them only with a microscope. Yes, you may stare, but it is true. The roofs of our mouths are made of whalebone in broad pieces from 6 to 8 feet long. These are placed one against the other so as to make a big sieve. The tongue lies below like a cushion of white satin. It is big enough to make 5 barrels of oil itself. When we want to feed, we rush through the water. It is full of the little things that we eat, and we catch them in our sieve, spurting the water through 2 holes in our heads. Then we collect the food with our tongues and swallow it. Though we are so big, our throats are small. We roam about in the ocean, leaping and floating, feeding and spouting, flying from our enemies, or fighting bravely to defend our young ones."
"Have you any enemies? I should not think that you could have. You are so large," said Freddy.
"But we have, and many, too. 3 that attack us in the water, and several more that men use against us. The killer, the swordfish, and the thrasher trouble us at home. Then men harpoon us, shoot us, or entrap us. They make us into oil and candles, and stiffening for gowns and umbrellas," said the bone in a tone of scorn.
Freddy laughed at the idea and asked, "Well, how about candles? I know about oil and umbrellas, but I thought that candles were made of wax."
"I cannot say much on that point. I know only that when a sperm whale is killed, they make oil out of the fat part. The sperms have also a sort of cistern in their heads, full of stuff like cream. Men cut a hole in the skull and dip it out. They sometimes get 16 or 20 barrels. This is made into what you call spermaceti candles."
This has been Laura's Voice, production copyright 2017. Thanks for listening.